Constitution. That's it. We're out of time. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Common Sense Revisited with Todd McGreevy.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host for the next hour, Todd McGreevy. I appreciate you joining us today on Saturday, April 23rd, 2011. Once again, I can't believe a whole other week has already flown by, and appreciate you tuning in to either to us live now or listening to us through the republicbroadcasting.org archives or any podcast that you might be subscribing to. You can also always look up the show links and notes, some contextual information, if you will, about what we talk about on this show at my blog, which is thirdrailblog.com, thirdrailblog.com. And, of course, the namesake of the show is Common Sense Revisited, and that website is commonsenserevisited.com, commonsenserevisited.com. And the premise of that website is to promote the distribution of a 48-page booklet called Common Sense Revisited, and it's addressed to the inhabitants of America on the following interesting subjects: of the origin and design of government in general, with concise remarks on the Declaration of Independence, of indigenous power and surrogate power, thoughts on the present state of American affairs regarding specific issues, and of the present ability of America to return to the laws of nature and of nature's God. So, and it quotes Thomas Paine on the front page, saying, "Perhaps the sentiments contained in the following pages are not yet sufficiently fashionable to procure them general favor. A long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right and raises at first a formidable outcry in defense of custom. But the tumult soon subsides." That was from Thomas Paine. So the I want to bring to bear, too, before the first break here, I'm going to try and get this in. This is on page 5 of Common Sense Revisited, and it illustrates where the origins of this indigenous power, or the definitions per this booklet of indigenous power and surrogate power. And it says, "Understanding the nature of power is the key to understanding all relationships between humans and their institutions. To understand this, it is necessary to understand what Jefferson called the laws of our being. All humans are created with unique characteristics. All have free will. All have the capacity to grow and evolve and appreciate the nature of their being. The founders saw the reality of the unique nature of humanity as self-evident. In other words, it is just plain common sense to conclude that we are different from all other inhabitants of the planet because we have free will and the ability to manifest thoughts into concrete form through action. Since each individual human has this power, it follows that the only true source of power is the individual. Since power originates and occurs naturally within each individual, it is called indigenous power. The other type of power, that is, which human beings delegate to others, could be called surrogate power. A government is a surrogate. The only power it has is that which has been delegated to it by the individuals who created it. As long as it does not usurp indigenous power, and as long as it respects the indigenous power which created it, then it can be very useful. However, as soon as government or any surrogate assumes the rights of indigenous power, it has become corrupt. This corruption will always be accompanied by force, intimidation, dishonesty, and other forms of coercion." So, folks, there's a general primer on the concepts behind Common Sense Revisited. I encourage you to check it out and read it for yourself at commonsenserevisited.com. We have lots to talk about right after the break. Stay with us.
We Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Thank you for staying with us today on April 23rd for Common Sense Revisited. And I tend to catch a good portion of Phil Pozderek's show every Saturday as I'm preparing for my one-hour segment. He does 2 hours every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon, and always compelling information, always an eye-opener or two that you learn from Phil. And I wish he had a website, and because he brings up so many good pieces of good information, the executive orders he was reading from 1933, the congressional record from the 73rd Congress. Some of these things are just right in our face if we just tend to look at them. If you want, by some of these things, I mean the general premise that we don't live in a society that we think we live in. Is the general challenge that we think we live in a society that's protected by the Constitution, and that we have a benevolent government who is out for the welfare of the people and so forth, and it's nothing further could be from the truth, unfortunately. And Phil's, a lot of stuff he reads from is right from the public record, most of it, in fact. And I just wish I'm looking for an easy button, if you will. It's one of my personal holy grails, is to get all this into a timeline, if you will, that can be readily referred to. And I'm talking about referring to it to our I don't want to preach to the converted with regards to some of these topics. I want to get the word out to my friends and family members that are quite awake and aware, as perhaps you are, if you listen to this network quite often. If you're new to this network, glad you're tuning in, because you can learn a lot here. Lately I've been starting to kind of think about, you know, the general premise, if you will, of what the previous host had, if you will, was the fact that our U.S. government is a corporation, and that it was started with the downfall of a constitutionally protected republic, if you will, started with the Reconstruction Acts of the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th Amendments right after the Civil War, specifically the 14th Amendment, and that leading up into the 1930s, where we had the New Deal, which really put us into a trajectory of socialism, if you will. And that's the general high points, the macro look, if you will, at how things have proceeded. And what I tend to try and do is, when I'm talking friends and family that, and I'm really fun at parties, let me tell you. I mean, just, you know, always love to just chit-chat about the latest football game and, you know, what's going on, in sports and so forth. What I try and think about is a spectrum. Imagine a spectrum, and whether it's up, down, left, right, you know, whichever way, it doesn't really matter. But the spectrum of two ends of the spectrum are that, you know, everything that you hear, the extreme end of things about how we're slaves, that we're, you know, citizen slaves, that we're, you know, they own all, including you, and with the toxic currency that we heard about, the book and so forth, the 14th Amendment, the Red Amendment, the takeover of communism. And how, if you listen to a lot of hosts on this network, they'll talk about how it goes all the way back to the Vatican. The extreme end that we're really just slaves. That's the extreme end of one the spectrum, right? The other end is that it's apple pie and baseball, and we're just as free as a bird, and life is just wonderful, and there's no pressures, and there's, you know, everybody's playing by the rules, and there's rule of law, you know, it's just everything's in order, and it's nice, neat place where it should be. There's the two ends of the spectrum. And when I'm talking to people that are relatively new to some of these concepts, I'm trying to get them to just, you know, grasp the concept that if you believe that it's either one end of the spectrum or the other, then that's pretty folly. I mean, not everybody's 100% right on one end, and not everybody's 100% right on the other end. There's got to be something in the middle here, folks, that we can all at least point to and agree to. And I don't know how many more travesties have to occur in terms of our the way that our so-called government, our criminal corporatocracies, what I call them, has to operate. You know, for how many more things have to happen to be right in our face, to be right up in our face, whether it's the Federal Reserve, you know, with the Freedom of Information Act finally had to reveal that they loaned $200 billion to foreign central banks. You know, they were trying to hide this from us in a big way. From the SEC recently getting, in fact, let's play that clip. I'm jumping around here. I'd like to play the clip, please, which would be number 3 that I sent you this morning, folks down at the board, and just give this a listen. This is before we start this. This is with a thing called Think Big, Work Small. Think Big, Work Small. It's the name of a website that two guys operate that are in the real estate community. And I subscribe to it. I'm not a realtor or anything like that, but they are often talking about the financial sector. They're often talking about the Federal Reserve, and they have a daily morning video, a vlog, if you will. And it's pretty informative, and it's entertaining, and they do a good job. And this is about a 3-minute segment, and they're talking about the SEC and Bernie Madoff and a recent ruling that came down with regards to the SEC's behavior. So go ahead.
Pretty unbelievable. Hey, try to explain something to me, John. Is the United States of America a corporation?
Not that I know of. But wait a minute. This is a trick question. Go ahead.
No, not really. Why are we treated like a corporation? Why do we get rated by Standards and Poor's, who are a rating agency, with a rating like, you know, like Microsoft?
They rate anyone who has a debt. Debt instruments. They're not rating the country. They're rating the instruments, and
these guys. These were the guys that said, AIG, AAA.
I know they were wrong, and everybody knows it. And that's one of the arguments against, you know, whatever they do. But there's something politically involved with what you're going to talk about, which is the fact that they threatened to drop our AAA rating.
Right. They've already turned us to Outlook negative. It's like they've got an eight ball there. Mm. Outlook not so good. So that's not an actual downgrade, but it's like a thing. I'm thinking, why don't we just do it? Why don't we just take the whole country public, give everybody some stock? You want to see people turn around and do some stuff? Why don't we just everyone gets a share, and then we take the whole thing public, and then we IPO like crazy. We're all rich.
That would be an IPO. It would be like, it would have to be like the value of the country, I think, which has been calculated.
I'm sure you can calculate.
Well, it's like $15 trillion or $20 trillion is what we're worth.
Well, you have to look at more. You have to look at
ROI.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so we know that each human resource from cradle to grave is valued at $9.1 million. So the government's already done that for us. We got 330 million.
Yeah.
So there you go. We're like
33 trillion.
Yeah, we're like 30, 40 trillion dollars. That's reasonable.
Or maybe is that more? Maybe more. Yeah. No, I think it'd be trillion.
But then we'd own it. We'd own ourselves. And then
and we could boss ourselves around.
I'd be like, hey,
back to work.
Yeah, that would work. Hey, are you legal? I have to reduce you.
Well, if you're going to do that, then I could buy your shares. I could buy you out.
That's right. You could buy me out.
And then what would you be? You'd be a person without a country.
No, I'd be a slave. But at least I'd know I'd be one.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be a slave.
It's just something to think about.
Well, for $9 million, you're worth it. If somebody gave me $9 million to boss me around, I'd probably take it.
Yeah, but you're not worth $9 million anymore. You're down to like the single digit.
Down to the dregs. Am I an annuity? I mean, what's the deal?
Yeah, that's the. Don't you remember we had this whole conversation where they came out and they said the valuation of the human life in the United States is now $9.1 million. That's what you're worth when you're born. And in fact, I think we actually are collateral in that way for our T-bills. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, well, then if the country goes, they just start okay, you guys, you're getting in this boat. You're heading to China.
Yeah.
China owns you now.
Yeah. Well, you better learn some Chinese, son, because you're gone.
So that was actually not Think Big, Work Small. That was my fault. I did the wrong setup for the wrong clip, but that was Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak and their show called No Agenda, which is actually another podcast that I subscribe to as well. And the reason I wanted to play that clip was that this is an interesting emergence, if you will, of this discussion. And to bring this up on their podcast, which is it's certainly not mainstream. You know, their whole No Agenda show, their whole definition of their purpose is their media assassins is their term. All right, they deconstruct what they hear out there, and it's informative, it's humorous. They have their own little model, if you will, and sometimes they drive me nuts. Sometimes they really do a wonderful job. And I was just intrigued by the fact that that they wanted to bring this up, this idea of are we a corporation? It's starting to emerge, folks. It's finally starting to come out. And if you there's a reason for that. It's because of networks like Republic Broadcasting, among others, and people beating the drum steadily, you know, about this whole criminal corporatocracy. So I found that discussion pretty fascinating. And what I was trying to set up was a clip about the SEC. And that was it's actually number 3 on the links I sent to my board operator here. And I'm just going to paste it in again so he's got the right one there. And this one is from the Think Big, Work Small folks. And this one's about the SEC and the Madoff scandal, if you will. And I'm ready whenever he is. We can give this a play as well.
So, did the Securities and Exchange Commission do right by the Madoff investors?
I want to know who is responsible for protecting the security investor. Because I want to tell that person or those people whose job it is that they suck at it.
Well, It would appear Congress thinks they failed.
We entrusted Mr. Madoff with all we had, and now everything I worked for over a 50-year career is gone.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Everybody, Common Sense Revisited. Appreciate you staying with us today. And before we get back to that clip, I want to touch on a few things that I've got at my blog. It's thirdrailblog.com, thirdrailblog, thirdrailblog.com, where I have show links to all the shows we do here on RBN, meaning links to the stuff I talk about, so that if you heard something you wanted to refer somebody to, or you know, forgot about it, wanted to get back to it, find a link to it, hopefully you can find that resource at thirdrailblog.com. Some of the things I have there are some people who can use your support, and you know, there's some things happening out there that I want to make people aware of, and they could use your resources if you're so inclined to support them. And one of them is the Vaccine Liberation Army, run by Eileen Daneman, who actually has been on Common Sense Revisited as a guest. I believe Clyde Cleveland and I interviewed her one time, going back about 6-7 months ago. And she has a website called VaccineLiberationArmy.com, VaccineLiberationArmy.com. And their About Us tab reads, "The Student Vaccine Liberation Army Mission. Armed with the most powerful knowledge, we are committed to circulate information for the sole purpose of encouraging critical thinking and conversations about the risks and dangers of vaccines, the risks of prescription drugs, the philosophy of sovereignty of personhood and liberation through mental clarity and spiritual and physical health, all in such a way that activities do not disrupt school operations or interfere with the rights of others. And this is a resource for people who, it's an advocacy resource for people who want to resist forced vaccination for their kids in school, to be totally blunt. And part of their strategy is what they call the sticker strategy. Kids love stickers. Rather than giving out wordy information to middle and high school kids, we give our provocative sticker. Students flock around us like birds in a food frenzy. Funded by vaccine manufacturer Sanofi Pasteur, the RAND Corporation has issued a strategy to directly target the public school's adolescent population to uptake vaccines. The strategy is to brainwash the younger kids from kindergarten up, monitor students' vaccine records, and make sure that every child is vaccinated. If we do not step between this program and the emerging generation, our children will be brainwashed, vaccine damaged, and drugged with prescription drugs, and our vaccine movement will die with us. I will not be able to penetrate this kind of brainwashing. So this is a viral marketing effort with stickers. And the reason I even bring this up is they've run out of stickers. Lots and lots of students love these stickers. And if you go there, there's a whole gallery. I have a link to it at my blog where you can see photos of students and parents to, you know, together handing out these stickers. And here's what a 19-year-old student wrote to Eileen. I also think that vaccinations and pharmaceuticals, especially pharmaceuticals, and the dangerous side effect these medicine and vaccines have is something we need to be aware about in the public. I am 19 and have a lot of free time on my hands and would love to go around and pass out more stickers, flyers, et cetera, to help create awareness with the public about some of the dangers and risks of vaccines and pharmaceuticals. I am more than interested in promoting Vaccine Liberation Army's website and its purpose. I think what you guys are doing is excellent and would be stoked to get more involved. And as I wrote to Eileen, anytime you have somebody say, I'm stoked about doing something, you know you have a true believer. So we need to arm these students with these stickers that promote the website and promote awareness. For $1,000, 1,000 Federal Reserve notes, that is, she can purchase 40 rolls of stickers, which is 20,000 stickers. Right now, she's only got about $250, and if she doesn't get a raise by mid-May, then she's indicating that she's probably just going to shut down the fold up the tents on this and move on. So I think it's a great initiative. I think it's a low-cost, high-impact effort, and so I encourage you to go to her website and make a donation to help support that if you're so inclined. The link there, again, is at thirdrailblog.com, or you can go to vaccineliberationarmy.com directly. Another person out there that could use your help and who has been fighting for rule of law and truth, in my humble opinion, is Schaefer Cox. Schaefer is an Alaskan. He was arrested back in February, I believe, by the federal government. He's going to be standing federal trial, I believe, in July. I first met him at Continental Congress in November of 2009. He was a delegate there representing Alaska. He was very influential. He showed great leadership skills, an extreme amount of knowledge about history, about the Constitution, about rule of law, about taking action. And he organized a militia of folks up in Alaska and caused a lot of controversy because he called out judges in the courtroom. I've watched video of him and played some of it here on this show of him actually calling out that the judiciary is not the judiciary that was cited in the Constitution, the one that they're hosting up in Alaska. And he played a clip of the former governor acknowledging that nobody ever said it was the true judiciary that they're involved in up there. So he really exposed a lot of things, and for that he was arrested and charges of conspiracy to commit murder were brought up on him. And so he hopefully will remain innocent until proven guilty, but he is in jail right now, and the website is standbyschaefer.com, standbyschaefer, standbyschaefer.com. This just came up recently, and at the front of it, it says, quotes, "This will all be cleared up shortly. It looks like the FBI let their conspiracy theories get the best of them," end quote. That's from Schaefer, Fairbanks, Alaska, from March 15th. So you can actually write to Schaefer. There's an address there to write to him at the Fairbanks Correctional Center. There's a photo gallery. There's testimonies there, and there's a place you can chip in. I'm trying to raise $40,000 because beginning of May, he's going to have a $7,000 a month legal bill to fight this. So take a look at it. There's a lot of information there. Standbyschaefer.com. We've got a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
And we're back to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're at the bottom half of the hour. I want to make sure that everybody stays tuned for Radio Free Market with Michael McKay coming up at 1 o'clock right after this. Always an excellent, well-prepared episode on Radio Free Market. So I was just talking about some folks that can use your assistance. That was the standbyschafer.com website. Check it out for yourself. There's a lot of good information there, good resources, good archives, and they could use your help. He's raised about $2,250, and they're looking to raise $40,000 by April 30th, which is in a week, and I hope that they can get close to that. So please spread the word, folks. If you're so inclined and you know anything about his, Schaefer's efforts to create common law courts and Liberty Bell, Patriot Network, if you will, up in Fairbanks. And, you know, a lot of people can throw stones about these respective, you know, oh, you're trying to create courts and all that. You know, these people are trying to live, trying to be self-sufficient. They're trying to live amongst themselves. They're not looking for handouts. They're not looking for privileges. They're not looking for benefits from the federal government. They just want to be left alone. And the methods by which we pursue those all our own choosing in our own communities where we live. And you know, unfortunately, there isn't enough awareness in his community that when the federal government came in to drum up charges against him, that they were able, that they were not able to stop that from happening. I mean, but for the grace of God, it could be you. For instance, Walter Reddy. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Walter, but he was the founder of the modern day Committees of Safety. You can check out committeesofsafety.org to see that website. But Walter, in the last couple months, has been facing government came in and confiscated his weapons with no probable cause. There's a whole article at thenewamerican.com on this. I've got an excerpt from it. He was declared a person of interest and a domestic terrorist just overnight with no due process, no adjudication, no evidence, no, Fifth Amendment, due process whatsoever. And it says Reddy did have something to say in his own defense, but not surprisingly, the judge ruled, quote, "The courts find that you are a risk of imminent personal injury to other individuals." He ordered Walter Reddy's guns be kept from him for a full year. And you can check out that full story there at the New American website there. And, he's questioned the authority of the federal government. He's worked with people like Edwin Vieira and Debbie Kidd and others to try and create what I was talking about earlier, is getting organized in your local community to not to be aggressive, but to be in solidarity with each other, get food resources, water resources, self-defense resources. You know, there's a downside. There's a downside to actually achieving these things, that you're self-sufficient, and he's questioned authority. And when you read this, it's a bizarre, like a lot of these things are, tale of he said, she said games, and the FBI, investigating him and so forth. And there's a whole thing about they claim he was going to be a threat to himself because of a foreclosure on his home, but it turns out there was no foreclosure. I mean, in the context of what they just did to Bernard von Nothaus with regards to his conviction as a domestic terrorist because he established the Liberty Dollar back in the 90s, this is getting to be a little bit troublesome, folks. And that's why it's so important, because we can talk about all these things on this federal level and, the big bad boo government and the history that's happened and all the stuff that we've allowed, these contracts of adhesion and all that stuff. And I believe most of it, 95% of it, I think, is accurate, and it's a problem. But we're not going to change it, on our own, by ourselves, from the top down. That's what Common Sense Revisited is about bottom up. You've got to get involved in your local community. And by involved, and if you've listened to the show, you've heard me rant about this. I'm talking about everything from going to your local county board of supervisors meetings and seeing what's on the agenda and getting in their business and finding out, are they hiding things? Is there a chain of custody policy at your auditor's office for how the votes are being counted? Do they even have a policy in writing? You'd be surprised how far a little bit of scrutiny goes. We're so asleep that just any level is better than what we're doing now, folks. Getting involved, finding out if Agenda 21 is on the horizon in your community, if it's being implemented through soft law like green policies or sustainability plans or comprehensive economic development plans and so forth. You've got to get involved locally. Get to know your sheriff. Have you even met your sheriff? Do you even know your sheriff in your county? There's many that will claim that, well, the sheriff's role is statutory. The Richard Mack model of, he's not the chief law enforcement officer in the county. The actual county attorney is somebody holding a bar cart as the chief law enforcement officer. Well, that may be true on paper, but in the minds of the people, as far as I'm concerned, if the sheriff is elected, he is the ultimate arbiter of enforcement. Any right we cannot enforce is no right at all. So as all these things are happening at this macro level, this federal level, where there's things like the SEC is just, well, we're going to play that clip here soon. But, when these things happen and everyone feels so helpless because we're being fleeced, frankly, at this global level, then you need to start getting involved in your county, in your city. Are your school board elections coming up in the late summer, early fall, like they are where I live? Have you even been to a school board meeting lately? Whether you have children or not in where you live, have you even looked at their minutes? Have you looked at, you talk about, the seat of disinformation. It's in the public schools. Right there. So are you getting engaged with that? What are you doing? You know, it's one thing for us to all be so, you know, pointing fingers and critical, our lawful protections under the Constitution have been stolen, and they, you know, we're under emergency powers, and I get all that, but what are you doing to change something where you live? Are you doing anything? You know, you have to ask yourself that. If you have any comments or questions, you know, we've got about 20 minutes left on the show here. You can call 800-313-9443 and chime in. So let's go to this clip that I had prepared. It's the one about the SEC. I don't think we've played that one yet. Yeah, we started to before the break, and then I went on about some other things. So this is, you know, the concern I have, the reason I'm playing this is an example of agencies gone wild, if you will. This is just one agency. We're going to play it here, and I'm going to circle back to the concept of agencies gone wild. So I'm ready when you are.
The SEC. The judge, Laura Swain, claimed that they failed to identify any specific mandatory duty that the SEC violated in its numerous instances of sloppy, uninformed, and irresponsible behavior.
Dude, does this sound familiar to you?
It sure does.
It certainly sounds like what the courts just did with the Riggs v. Final Rule.
It does. It appears that the federal agencies can, well, they can get away with just about anything, right?
You're darn right. Good morning, this is your TBW.
So, agencies gone wild, folks. Here, you know, the SEC is, you know, this whole concept that we need more regulation, you know, the evil corporations are going to steal from us and so forth. And here is the opportunity for our so-called government to do its job. And when it even when it fails, there's no consequences. So how much longer, how much more often do we need to have this happen before we cease and desist seeking some kind of remedy from on high? You know, to act like there's some, I mean, a friend of mine was watching C-SPAN recently and was explaining to me that there were hearings, Congress was hosting hearings about expenditures regarding TSA, and TSA has refused to even show up at the hearings. They won't even come to answer any questions. This is the situation we find ourselves in. It's we've reached Orwellian status, folks. I think it's fair to say that, you know, it's, you know, truth is treason in the service of lies, unfortunately, and we are, we're there. And, you know, the SEC, when that Frank Dodd Act got approved, another, you know, sweeping legislation that's going to make it all safer for us consumers, it should have just been called the Federal Reserve Empowerment Act. When that got passed, a little known little nugget that was in there, it made the Securities and Exchange Commission, the supposed watchdog for the people, exempt from Freedom of Information Act requests. Let me repeat that. The SEC is exempt from Freedom of Information Act requests, folks. That is what your federal legislators did to you. So, you know, it doesn't matter if they're Democrat, Republican. There's like maybe three, if that, in Congress out of 535 that have any honor or integrity. Maybe three. So we need to cease and desist trying to, you know, get this remedy from on high and get involved locally. Looks like we have a caller, Paul, from Tennessee on the line. Paul, what are your thoughts?
Well, Todd, I was just listening, and I heard you mention education, which is a major consideration going forward. And the reason I wanted to talk about it is I am actually currently enrolled in a teacher licensure program, and I struggled very much even entering the program because of what you hear about education and so forth, and much of what you hear I've come to learn is kind of true, but it you can't broad brush it. You know, I have an instructor that last semester in a class, he made the comment, he's a PhD in education, lifelong educator, and he said there's nothing in the Constitution that even authorizes the federal government to be involved in public education. And this is, you know, and he also went on to say he really liked Ronald Reagan, except for that Ronald Reagan did not follow through on his campaign promise to abolish the Department of Education. So what I'm wanting to express is I'm thinking that when you get down to the actual teachers, and I'll find out when I student teach in the fall, and But the classrooms I've observed and just seeing what I've seen so far, I think there's a lot of decent patriotic type people. They're just trapped in a system, and I think that the people that ramrod so much of this stuff, like, for example, interdependence, that's one of the things they teach in this curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
Interdependence, of course, that's just a buzzword for globalism. And I think the problems are probably more at the administrative level, and not that there aren't some bad things being taught, but what I'm learning is you're going to be bound.
Let me jump in for a second, Paul, and I appreciate the perspective, but we could pick apart at the details of the discipline and the curriculum, if you will. But what I'm looking at the big picture is, what are the results of what we have? We have a dumbed down populace. We have a populace that thinks that we live in a democracy, or that we should be living in a democracy. That a democracy, which is defined, in my opinion, as two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. They think that's where we should be. That we that it's okay to take property from one to give to another, forced charity, essentially coercion, and this is the result we have. I mean, I talked to a major contractor the other day, who's doing a huge job for one of the local school districts here, and I was able to have a blunt conversation with them. I said, "The things that you're building, the brand new buildings you're having, do we really need those in that district?" And this person said, "No. As a matter of fact, the structures are going to replace are still in good shape. They just have the money. They just want to spend it." There's so many levels of corruption going on, and the reason that the education is really kind of critical is, I mean, I went to both a private school and a public school, so I've had, you know, the both spectrums, if you will, and there's pros and cons to each. But, you know, what if you homeschool? Right now in Mississippi, I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but Judge Joe Dale Walker of the Chancery Court of the 13th District in Mississippi issued an order in March requiring attendance officers in five counties to provide the court with the names and addresses of homeschoolers in that district. Have you heard about that, Paul?
No, I haven't heard about that, but that's just raw tyranny. I'm absolutely not against homeschooling. It's interesting. We have, when I went to public and private school as well,
mm-hmm.
and I've had some people in my family, extended family, that's done some homeschooling, and I've actually got a neighbor that's homeschooling. Mm-hmm. So I'm absolutely for freedom of choice in education, and I wish there were a lot more free market principles applied. And the main reason I decided to make this career change is because, you know, I work in the trades, and the of course, you know how the economy is, and that's all because mm-hmm. of all the inflation. And that started back in about, what, August 2007, January 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Work is very, very slow, and I've gotten involved as a lay coach, coaching around here, and that sparked my interest in using my four-year degree to getting this teacher licensure. And I know that one of the things I've done is one of the kids I've helped coach, I gave a pocket constitution to. And so, I mean,
careful what you're doing down there, Paul. You might be considered a domestic terrorist if you keep that business up, you know.
Well, you know, you know, I mean, you got to stand somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Paul, thank you for calling in and for tuning in to Common Sense Revisited.
All right, enjoy the show, Todd. Thanks.
We appreciate it. Looks like we have a caller, Kathleen, in Iowa.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Say, I wanted to also mention, I happen to be Catholic, and I was watching the address from one of the cardinals to the Vatican yesterday, and his entire address, and the address was entitled The Passion of Christ, was about globalization and coming under one roof together, that countries need to merge, and that we need to view each other and the Passion of Christ as one entity. And in my life, I was just shocked to listen to this cardinal speak, and the room was filled with the cardinals, and the Pope was there, and the entire address was really promoting globalization. And he departed constantly from the concept of the redemption, and focused on just so much on the concept of coming under one governance as a people. And it's quite shocking when you think that that is also taking place in our churches. And we need to be aware of our minds and the, just the slow creep of this entering into our thought process as a normal course of history, a normal course of our future.
The new normal that's being propagated is definitely globalism. It's definitely the whole concept of sustainability and one world government. And I think it's being ramped up at a degree and a pace that has been unprecedented, at least in the 20 years I've been trying to pay attention. It's amazing. And I think technology has a lot to do with it, and it speeds and it compresses the message. Fortunately, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I think that you really do. Oh, I hear the music. We can wait after the break.
We do have to thank our sponsors that allow us to have this conversation on Republic Broadcasting Network. So be sure to support those you hear advertising here and stay with us. We'll be back right after the break.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
All right, and welcome back, everybody. Common Sense Revisited, and we've only got a few minutes left before the end of this show, and appreciate you tuning in. And Kathleen, are you still with us there?
I am. I just want to make a real quick comment, maybe two comments. The first is that there's quite a stir about some of the large money managers are starting to short government securities in their funds, which means they're selling or they're shorting bonds, U.S. Treasury bonds, and so forth, which led me to do a little research, and it seems that the Federal Reserve is doing the same thing. They are shorting their own treasury, their own debt, and U.S. Treasuries and securities. I cannot express enough how alarming this is to me, because this is the kind of thing that tanks currencies. George Soros, it's his favorite tactic. He did it with the pound sterling. He did it with several small countries, Asian countries' currencies. And this will tank a currency. And if our own Federal Reserve is, or the own, our own Federal Reserve Bank is doing this, and they are a private corporation, it is a huge signal, and also, I think, maybe quite unlawful to do. That said, I also would like to really quickly say that I think, Todd, your constant comments on getting involved locally is our only hope. We have the ability to nullify, convene grand juries. There's a lot of things still available to us constitutionally in our common law and our republic that we need to get informed about and start implementing. We've got a very small window.
Yep, we don't inhabit our own republic, folks. You live in one, but it's uninhabited, and you need to take charge and get organized in your local community. And I appreciate that input, Kathleen. Thank you very much for your call. And the last few minutes here, I want to point out a couple things. You know, the Ministry of Disinformation is on full tilt, folks, all the time, especially in the mainstream. It keeps everybody dumbed down. This network is doing everything it can to dissuade that misinformation. Another website that I think is an outstanding resource is InfoWarHorse.com. That's InfoWarHorse, InfoWarHorse.com. Check it out. There's a link and a banner at my Third Rail blog. If you forget that, you can go there. The Mississippi Judge Order for Documenting Homeschoolers. I've got a couple links at my blog there as well about that. And there's also a link to Jesse Ventura's new book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, which I'll probably go into more detail in next week's show. I've got it sitting right here. It's an excellent purchase. It's well worth the investment. You can check that out there. There's also a link to Jesse Ventura's recent interview with Piers Morgan on CNN, the guy who replaced Larry King. So rounding out the show here, folks, I'm going to play a clip from NPR, our national public radio, on the gold standard. This was on their Planet Money. I heard this driving the other day, a couple days ago. I could not believe the amount of propaganda. This is about why we got off the gold standard. Listen to this. If you listen to this network, you'll understand the hypocrisy of this on its face. If you want to listen to the whole five-minute segment, you can check it out at thirdrailblog.com. That's where you can find it. So appreciate you tuning in, everybody, and stay tuned for Michael McKay and Radio Free Market coming up right after this. Take care.
So, did the Securities and Exchange Commission do right by the Madoff investors?
I want to know who is responsible for protecting the security investor. Because I want to tell that person or those people whose job it is that they suck at it.
Well, it would appear Congress thinks they failed.
We entrusted Mr. Madoff with all we had, and now everything I worked for over a 50-year career is gone.
Well, it appears that the investors think the SEC went all air traffic controller on them and just fell asleep on the job.
When an entire industry that you were supposed to be regulating disappears due to unregulated, unchecked greed, then you are going to...